This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A UK parliamentary report has concluded that Britain's Conservative government waited too long to impose a lockdown early in the COVID-19 pandemic. The report Tuesday says that caused the nation to miss a chance to contain the disease and led to thousands of unnecessary COVID-19 deaths. A joint report from the House of Commons Science and Health Committee says the deadly delay resulted from ministers' failure to question the recommendations of scientific advisors, resulting in a dangerous level of groupthink. That caused British authorities to dismiss the more aggressive virus strategies adopted in Asia. It was only when the National Health Service risked being overwhelmed by rapidly rising infections that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government finally ordered a lockdown. An expert group advising the World Health Organization on vaccines has recommended that older people and those with compromised immune systems get an extra dose of COVID-19 vaccine as part of their regular schedule. That's in line with what many rich countries, including Britain, France, and the U.S., have already recommended for their populations. At a news briefing on Monday, the WHO's vaccines director, Dr. Kate O'Brien, said the group was advising that people who have weaker immune systems should receive an additional dose of all of the WHO-approved vaccines beyond the normally recommended 2 doses. This is to produce an immune response to protect from severe disease, hospitalization, and death. O'Brien said this third dose should be given to people sometime between 1 to 3 months after the second dose, and it was not considered a booster. This is VOA News. In the U.S. state of Texas, the governor, Greg Abbott, has issued an executive order to prohibit any entity, including private businesses, from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on workers, and he called on state lawmakers to pass a similar ban into law. The Republican previously sought to ban state and local governments from enforcing that ban, but had not stepped into rules. Texas had seen a recent decrease in new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations, but rising death tolls from the recent surge caused by the Delta variant has the state rapidly approaching 67,000 total fatalities. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reviewed a rare exhibition of weapon systems and vowed to build an invincible military as he accused the United States of not taking action to prove it has no hostile intent toward the North. He also said his military buildup does not target South Korea and that there shouldn't be another war pitting Korean people against each other. Those remarks appeared to be a continuation of North Korea's efforts to drive a wedge between Washington and Seoul. It has conducted recent missile tests as well as offered conditional talks to Seoul. State media said Kim gave his speech at a defense development exhibition. The International Monetary Fund expressed full confidence in its managing director Tuesday in response to allegations that World Bank staff were pressured to change business rankings for China in an effort to placate Beijing. The IMF's 24-member executive board said in a statement that its review did not conclusively demonstrate that the managing director, Kristalina Georgieva, played an improper role in the situation in her former role as a top official of the World Bank. Having looked at all the evidence presented, it said, the executive board reaffirms its full confidence in the managing director and the leadership and ability to continue to effectively carry out her duties. However, it also said the investigation into possible misconduct by World Bank staff was continuing. Climate protesters chained themselves to an oil-spattered effigy of UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to urge him to block plans to drill for oil west of the Shetland Islands. Greenpeace organized the protest of around 40 people near Johnson's 10 Downing Street office in London. 16 protesters were locked onto barrels of oil and the effigy of the prime minister. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.